about 3 months ago I was here. 再过三个月还要来。Hopefully he'll get another one.
Sure, I'm going to
I hope I can keep coming.
刚才唱的歌啊真好。
The hymn that we sang was so moving.
他好像要把我今天要讲的内容都包括在里面。
Because it included everything that I want to talk about today.
因为都说到无论环境怎么样要面对的神有喜乐。
Because no matter what circumstance, with God, we can have joy.
所以今天我要讲的呢，也就是说，我们怎么能够有一个真实的信心
？How can we have true faith?
在这以前我就想起刚才那位弟兄讲的那个婚礼啊，我看的那个歌词我也非常感动。
When I heard about the wedding vow, I was so touched.
我想新郎新娘的盟约就是耶稣基督和我们。
The vow of the bride and groom is the same vow that we make with Christ.
所以这位弟兄也说起他很喜欢小时候喜欢参加婚礼。
Also that he mentioned that he enjoys attending the wedding.
当然是参加别人的婚礼。
Attending other people's wedding.
我们都有同感，很热闹。
We know it's always a joyful occasion.
那个时候从来没想到婚礼有这样的一个深层的意思。
But because we realize there's a deeper meaning through the vow.
我想现在我们作为家长的，如果带我们的孩子去参加婚礼的时候呢，最好也能够告诉他们这婚礼意味着什么。
As parents, we should remind our children of the deep vow, the meaning of the deep vow in the wedding.
我也想起现在的许多年轻人，如果你们结婚的话，希望你们能够到教堂去，然后呢，我想只有得到神祝福的婚礼。
I encourage all the young people to have your wedding in the church because it was sanctioned by God.
最重要的就是孩子们要从小跟他教起，教他们什么是盟约，什么是新郎和新娘，他们结婚，然后呢，就让他们知道耶稣基督和我们的关系。
We should remind our children of the vow of a wedding vow, also the vow that we have with Christ.
因为对我们的孩子，如果稍不注意，他们就会有一些一些想法，实际上是我们意想不到的。
Because many other things come into the life that we never expected.
当然，我分享一个故事，跟今天的题目没有关系，就是想到了他的婚礼，一个朋友带着孩子去参加婚礼。
Remind me of a story I want to share with you.
结束以后，他想问问孩子的感想。
After the wedding, the parent asked the kid, "What do you think of the wedding?"
那孩子跟他说，他说我现在才知道，一个新郎可以娶四个新娘。
No, the kid said, now I finally realize a groom can have four brides.
我那个朋友非常惊奇，他谁告诉你的？
My friend was surprised. Where you get that idea?
那孩子一本正经说，新郎说的。
That's what a groom say.
他说一个是 rich, 一个是 poor, 一个 young, 一个 old.
Yeah, rich, poor, and young, and old.
刚才这位弟兄不是说吗？无论你是富的还是穷的，养年轻的、年老的，他始终不离。孩子不懂他的天气，
那从大一到六，我不然一个孩子。
所以孩子的想法我们不知道，我们真的要很小心，要经常。如果我们把神的基督的话放在心里，我们也可以跟孩子沟通。
Very often we have to share our children so they can know the true meaning。
好，我们现在开始今天的讲道。我先和大家一起做个祷告。
Let's have a prayer。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢您给我们这样一个机会，我们一起来分享您的话。
Thank you for the occasion that we can share your word together.
求你带领我们。
Please lead us.
能够明白您的旨意。
Lead us into understanding of your will.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地交在您的手里。
We put the time that we have together in your hand.
谢谢主，你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus.
好，我们今天讲的就是讲真实的信心啊。
What is true faith?
我们为什么要有真实的信心
？Why must we have true faith?
我们想，我们信主就够了。
So long as we believe, that enough.
这信心有没有大小，有什么关系呢
？Is there big or small faith?
实际上这个信心要有真实的信心，是神对我们每一个人的要求。
The fact that God demands true faith from every one of us.
我看到这张照片呢，很感动。他说：“你若信，就一定看见神的荣
that if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
我们不是先看到荣耀再去信的。
Now that you see the glory of God first.
那么我们想，既然信心这么重要，那么什么才是神所要的信心呢？
Faith is so important. So what is the faith that God demands of us?
有些朋友就说，我每个星期到教会去敬拜主。
Some people say I go to church every Sunday.
我奉献。
I put in offering.
我参加查经。
I participate in Bible study.
然后我就传福音。
And I share the gospel.
我服侍。
I also serve in the church.
这就说明我有信心了。
That shows that I have faith.
是不是这样呢？
That's the case.
这当然是信主有信心的一个表现。
These are all manifestations of your faith.
但它还不是神所要的信心。
But these are not the true faith that God is seeking.
那神要的信心是什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith does God want from us?
就像刚才那个歌里面所唱的。
Just as the hymn that we just sang before.
就是说你没有在很困难的时候，没有圣灵证照的时候。
Without the Holy Spirit.
就是你不会沮丧。
Or that you would be free from anxiety.
你处于很艰难的环境的时候
，in a very difficult situation，
你凭着神的话，你还能够跨胜。
By faith, you can still live.
也就是说，我们无论碰到什么苦难
，but under any bitter circumstance，
我们还能够凭着信心跟着神。
That we can still follow Him.
我们还是能够为神做见证。
We can still testify for Him.
这个才是真实的信心。
These are true faith.
说说容易，做起来真的很难。
Easy to talk about, but it's very difficult to live out.
那么我想我们用圣经的两个人物呢，描述一下我们现在来说有两种不同的信心。
I want to use two persons in the Bible to share two kinds of faith.
一位就是多马。
One is Thomas.
我们对他的情况也很熟悉。
You all know about doubting Thomas.
当耶稣复活的时候，其他门徒看见了，就告诉他。
When Jesus revealed himself to the other or the rest of the disciples, they tell him.
他有没有信啊？
Did Thomas believe?
他当时没信是吧？
At that time he doubted.
他怎么说啊？
What did Thomas say?
他说他一定要看见。
I must see with my own eyes.
还非常仔细的说要看见他那个手上的钉痕。
He said I must see the wound on his hand.
还要用手去摸一下。
I want to touch it.
他这样他才能够信。
Only that can I believe.
我们把它称为多马式的信心。
With the Thomas style of faith.
他主张，也跟我们许多人想的一样，我要眼见为实。
I must see to believe.
那么这样的信心呢，我们说是出于人的。
This type of faith comes from man.
它是建立在外面的证据上，而且呢，它是相信自己看见的。
It depends on exterior evidence. Only believe what you can see.
他却没有相信神的话。
Doesn't believe in the words of God.
还有一种信心是什么信心啊？
This another kind of faith.
跟他完全不一样的。
It's completely different.
我想你们都知道。
This kind of faith is not.
哪一位？这是亚伯拉罕。
It's the faith of Abraham.
信心之父啊。
The father of faith.
像这样的信心呢，重新发出，它是属灵的。
The faith that comes from the heart, that comes from God.
它完全建立在神的话语上。
A faith that depends on the words of God.
神怎么说，他就怎么信。
Whatever God says, how he believes.
他不是凭自己的感觉。
Not depend on your own feeling.
他不是说 I think.
Not depend on what I think.
他就是说神怎么说，他就信。
A faith that depends on what God says.
那么我们说多马式的信心是很多的，它具体表现在哪里呢？
What are some of the manifestation of common style of faith?
因为我们不会遇到和多马一样的情况。
We may not have Thomas experience.
但是这个想法是一样的。
But we have the same thinking faith.
我们总说我们要了解了、知道了、看见了、有证据了，我们才信。
We often say that only after I understand, after I know, then I can have faith.
特别是。还没有信主的一些朋友他说我要经过科学证明我才信。
A lot of new believers demand scientific evidence to believe.
因为他们认为科学才是可信的。
Because they believe only science is trustworthy.
所以他们只信科学，他不信神的话。
They believe in science, but not the words of God.
他们认为科学只有经过科学证明，它才是可信。
Because the science are proven, like they say.
另外一个呢，就是基督徒说，我祷告的是成了，我才相信主真的有。
Some Christians say that if God answers my prayer, I will believe.
他觉得主不听我祷告，我就不信。
If he doesn't answer my prayer, I cannot believe.
那么这个信心呢，也是跟多马一样，实际上它是建立在一个眼见的，不是真实的信心。
Also, this is another common style of faith. It depends on what Jewish view.
所以我们想要做到神怎么说，我们就怎么信。
We want to reach a faith that depends on what God says.
那么我们说到底怎么是信呢？
So what is that faith?
信跟信心还有一点不一样。
There's a difference between faith and trust.
从希伯来书他说的是信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
In the Hebrew, it says faith is a confidence in the thing that in the thing that we hope for, and assurance in the thing that we cannot see.
这句话他的说的通俗一点，就是这件事你根本还没看见，也不知道结果，但是你就相信。
That is before you see, before you know the conclusion, yet you believe.
那么这件事情我们可以从耶稣对多马的话来说，他说你因为看见了我才信，那没看见的就信的就有福了。
Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe.
原来我一直想，为什么没看见就信，就反而是有福了呢？
Why is it blessed to have not seen and yet have?
因为那次我做布道也做了好长时间，就是因为我没看见，所以我不信。
It took me a long time to become a Christian because I have not seen for a while.
信主以后，我就想，要是我早点信就好了。
And afterwards, I wish I had believed earlier.
所以我看到现在年轻人，他一听他就信了。
I see a lot of young people, they heard and they believed.
我真的很羡慕他们。
I was so envious.
因为他早信早得。
Because they believe early and they are blessed early.
所以信呢，实际上它就是相信。
What is faith?
它就是接受。
Faith is to believe, to accept.
这个是在希伯来文在那个希腊文里面就是有这种接受的意思。
In Greek, faith includes acceptance.
尼托森弟兄为了这个信这个字呢，他看了好多书，研究了好多年。
Brother, he studied so many years about faith.
他就说，他说，人对外面物质事物的了解，它是靠人的器官。
There he said that we experience and understand the external world through our senses.
比如这些弟兄说，到十月份是非常漂亮的季节。
We say that by November this place will be beautiful.
你怎么知道它漂亮？
How do you know the season will be beautiful?
你怎么知道那个枫叶那么美？
Because of the blossom.
因为你有眼睛。
Because through your eyes.
当你睁开眼睛的时候。
When your eyes, you open your eyes.
你看到了这个美景。
You see the scenery.
这个外部的美景就到你里面来。
The beautiful scenery coming through your eyes.
以后你没看到这个美景，你一想十月份的枫叶，你就那个美景就在你心里。
From my experience, you know, November is going to be beautiful.
所以这个把外面的东西到里面来，它靠的是你的眼睛看到。
Through your senses, your eye, you see something.
所以对每一样东西的接受，你要有不同的器官。
We use different senses to perceive life.
对美妙的音乐，我们用耳朵来接受。
We experience music through our ears.
对美食，我们用我们的舌头来接受。
Without taste, we experience food.
那么性它相当于一个器官，它不能够对外面的美景它来接受，它只接受属灵的东西。
Faith is we need a spiritual organ, something spiritual to use faith.
我们说神的信实。
We say the faithfulness of God.
耶稣基督的救赎。
The salvation of Christ.
耶稣的大爱。
The love of Christ.
你用眼睛看不见。
These are not something that we can see through our eyes.
就像你用眼睛去体会音乐一样。
Just that you cannot experience music through your eyes.
对一个盲人来说，再好的美景，他看不见，好像不存在。
To a blind man, there is no beautiful scenery.
实际上，那个美景在，只不过你没有感到。
The scenery is always there, but he cannot perceive it.
同样我们讲的属灵的事物，耶稣的大爱，他的救赎，如果你没有信这个器官去接受的话，他也跟你无缘。
The only way that we can perceive or experience love of God in Christ's salvation is through faith.
他也不会到你心里来。
My faith, without faith, it won't come into your heart.
所以只有你有了信，你才能够体会到属灵的这个事物。
Only by faith can we experience spiritual blessing.
所以我们说你信耶稣基督了，耶稣基督就进到你心里来。
That's why we say when you believe Christ come into your heart.
为什么呢？你接受他。
Because you receive him.
所以信实际上就是一个接纳接受的意思。
So faith implies receive.
所以我们说因着这个信才会带出对基督的信心。
So by faith we can trust in Christ.
所以罗马书说人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
That's why the Bible tells us we are saved by faith, not by obeying the law.
约翰福音里面也说信子的人有永生，不信子的人永不得永生。
Those who believe have eternal life, those who don't believe do not have eternal life.
所以信很重要。
That's why faith is so important.
那么什么是信心呢？
So what is faith?
有时候在圣经里面我们看翻译的时候呢，它信和信心有时候用一个字都是用 faith.
Very often faith are very interchangeable with belief.
实际上在读的时候呢，有些经文它还是信和信心还是有一点差别。
Actually it is slightly different between belief and faith.
信心它是在信的基础上所存在的认识。
Faith is fundamentally
信的在信的基础上你对耶稣基督的认识。
By faith fundamentally you can come to know Christ.
就是我们没有看见在事情没有发生以前我们就已经很肯定。
That is before we see, before something happens, we have that assurance.
这就是我们说的信心。
That is what we mean by faith.
虽然我们还没看见它的结果，但是我们相信这是真的。
When we did not have, we have not seen it happen, but we have that assurance.
所以我们说凭信心可见人所不见，知人所不知。
So the Bible said that we can see what people cannot by faith, we can see what people do not see.
我听过传道人David Bohr 他就说了，他说在希伯来文。和那个希腊文当中啊，信心和忠心是一个字。
He said, "Some say faith and faith, faithfulness."
所以他说你对某一个人有信心，什么意思呢？就不管发生什么情况，你总是对他很忠心。
I mean, when no matter what happens, when you're confident on another person, you always believe in him.
所以他说信心不是一时拥有的，是一辈子的。
That's why faith is not temporary, it's long term.
而且成就我们的不是一时的信心，是一辈子的信心。
And the faith that will help our life is something that will last a long time.
那我们可以来看一下信心呢，从另外一个角度讲，它是一种看见。
In another word, faith is also seeing.
有信心和没有信心，它看见的不一样。
With faith and without faith, you see different things.
我们看旧约里面，摩西带那个埃及人啊，他在带那个他们以色列人出埃及的时候啊
，When Moses took the Hebrew out of Egypt，
他的信心就让他看见那些出来埃及那些以色列人所不能看见的。
Moses see things many of the Israelites do not see。
因为摩西他对神的信心
，Because of his faith in God。
那么亚伯拉罕也是
in the same way Abraham sees heaven.
神对他说你要离开本地本族叫他走出去
God told Abraham to leave his country and his home.
他不知道到哪里去
He did not know where he was supposed to go.
他真的就出去了
But yet he went out.
这是一个多么大的信心啊
That is a great faith.
我在想如果换到我们那怎么办
If it comes to me, what would I do?
你好不容易在美国打拼了那么多年，你有个家了，你也买了房子了，突然神说你出去，到哪里去你不知道。
We struggle many years in America, and one day God tell you to go, not knowing where.
他就是说他能够看见，我们不能看见。
Abraham sees something that we do not see.
所以我们说为什么说信心是一种看见呢？因为神他超越时间。
Faith is a seeing because God is somebody who is beyond time, not limited by time.
他早就看到结果了。
God knows what is coming.
可是我们不能看见。
But we do not see.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
那我们就不能相信自己，你要相信神。
Then we cannot believe in ourselves. We must have believe in God.
因为神告诉你他的结果是怎么样，他告诉你，你要信。
God tell you beforehand what is going to happen.
尽管你还没看见。
Even though we do not see yet.
那信心你一定要有对象的。
That's why we always have an object for our faith.
这个很重要。你信心的对象是什么？
Who is the object of your faith?
我们总说信心的对象，我们相信真理。
We very often say our faith is in the truth.
那么接下来真理是什么？
Then what is truth?
我们平时说实际上说真理就是上帝的代名词。
Truth is another word for God.
也就是说上帝的话。
I mean, the words of God is truth.
到哪里去听上帝的话？
Where can we hear God's word?
读圣经。
That's in the Bible.
那也还有呢，就是上帝创造这个世界，这个宇宙万物一切的啊一切事实啊，我们也可以成为一个真理。
Also, many of the things that God created, that the things that we can see, can also refer to our truth.
有时候我们说听上帝的话，我们顺其自然。
Very often we say we believe in God, we trust what will happen.
但是好多好多的人，他们信心的对象是科学。
For many people, the object of their faith is science.
他们只信科学。
They only believe in science.
他认为科学验证以后才是真理。
They only believe that after being proven, can you be accepted as truth?
他们坚信科学是真理。
They think science.
甚至有一位不信神的科学家，他跟一位信神的科学家辩论。
There's a debate between a believer scientist and an unbeliever.
他肯定地告诉所有人。
He said confidently.
凡是不经过科学证明的，我应该不信。
He said anything that cannot be proven scientifically, I do not believe.
在我的一生当中，我从来不信不经过科学验证的东西。
He said I never believe anything that cannot be proven.
但是当他被一位听众提问的时候
And there's someone who asked
me 有听众说对不起问一个私人问题结婚了吗
He said I asked you are you married
那我结婚了吗
I'm married
有孩子吗
Do you have any children
恭喜你几个孩子
How many children do you have
三个孩子
He said I have three
是你生的吗
Are those your children
他当场脸就变色
He said change
你这什么话
What do you mean
他说我就是问你做过亲子鉴定吗
Have you scientifically proven those are your children?
这是目前最能够说明他们是你孩子的科学
Because those are the conclusive evidence
你凭什么说他是你的孩子
How can you say that those are your children?
他说我相信我太太给我的忠诚
Is it because I believe in the faithfulness of my wife?
你还是凭着信吗
In the end, it's still faith
他就没发现你相信他的忠诚？你用什么科学方法来测试你太太对你的忠诚
？Can we scientifically prove our wife's faithfulness？
所以在我们日常生活中，我们不知不觉的，我们是先信的。
In everyday life, we believe in many things.
其实科学只是一个客观的一个规律。
In fact, science is merely an objective knowledge.
当我们发现了一个物质客观的规律的时候，我们就以为它是真理。
Very often we observe an objective principle and we think that is truth.
实际上我们说科学不是真理。
Yet science itself is not the truth.
可能好多人不能接受这个话。
Maybe a lot of people have difficulty.
科学怎么不是真理呢？
How can science not be truth?
因为真理是不需要证明的。
Because truth need not be proven.
你不会去证明一加一等于二。
You cannot prove that 1+1 is true.
因为你就认为是真理，就拿来用。
Because you accept it as self-evident.
你就相信了。
You believe.
所以科学它只能判断这件事是错的。
science can help us determine which something that might be false.
或者到目前为止才没错。
Or something that may not be right.
科学不能证明它永远正确。
Science cannot prove truth.
因为我们人有局限。
Because we are our limitation.
在科学史上这样的例子实在太多了。
In the history, there are so many of those examples.
我们总是发现一个科学上的真理，然后很快被另一个新的科学的发现给推翻了。
There are so many new scientific discoveries that proven the other science before.
所以，因为人的限制，你不能知道某一件事情是永远正确的。
Because of our own limitation, you can never know for sure anything is eternal.
你只能凭着信心。
You can only do it by faith.
所以有位哲学家 Robert Rousseau 他就说真理是存在于信心的里面。
That's why Rousseau said that truth is in the faith.
他没有说真理是在科学里面。
He did not say the truth is in science.
而且很有意思，说这句话的人他不信主。
This Rousseau is not a believer.
但这句话我们可以用。
But this is actually biblical.
就这位。
That's Rousseau.
那么我们也知道真理它不是因为你信了它才存在。
Also the truth is not dependent on because of your own belief.
你们同意啊，真理就是真理，它不是因为你信了它存在，你不信它就不存在。
Because truth is dependent of you.
所以神不是因为你信了它才有。
God exists not because of your belief.
它在那儿你就看你信不信。
He is there.Whether you believe it or not.
那我们如何来认识这位超越的神呢？
How do we come to know this transcendent God?
我们从圣经里面来看。
Only through the Bible.
我们一起来读一下好吗？一二三，请。人非
有信就不得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须有信有神，且信是他赐给他寻求他的。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
所以呢，信心的对象，它决定了你信仰的价值。
The object of your faith will determine your value.
你信什么，就决定你这个信有没有意义。
What you believe determines the meaning of your belief.
在那个出埃及记里面，摩西他就问上帝，他问他上帝的名字叫什么？上帝怎么说？他说我是自由拥有的。
In Exodus, Moses asked for God's name. God told him, "I am who I am."
当我们信心的对象是这位神的时候
，When the object of your faith is God,
他就决定了我们信仰的价值。
It will determine your value.
这也是我们基督徒所信仰的对象。
That is the object of Christian faith.
接下来我想跟大家分享一下信心它有什么功效。
I want to share with you now some of the consequences of having faith.
也就是说，我们为什么要有信心
？Why we must have faith?
我总结了一下，我觉得有七个方面的功效。
There are seven things I want to share with you.
你这样找还有
？I'm sure there are probably more.
第一个，我想因信而知。
First, by faith you can know.
这什么意思呢？就是说，许多的知识是因为你信了你才有。
Because many of the knowledge can only be gained by faith.
不是你先有知识你再信。
Not because you have the knowledge first, but by faith first.
为什么这样说呢？因为你知道的太少。
Because what we know are so limited.
你要先信你这个知识是真的。
You must faith believe that what you that knowledge is true.
然后你再去学。
Then you can learn it.
请问历史学家的历史知识丰富不丰富
？The historian has a lot of historical knowledge.
他哪里来的
？Where does all this knowledge come from？
他都是从那个人们写下来的历史书上读来的。
He does only read through all the recorded history.
他自己经历过。
Did he experience the history?
他研究明代史，他在明代生活过吗
？Was he at the Ming Dynasty?
都没有。
He was not there.
他先要相信这些史书记实的是真的。
First, he had faith that these recordings are true.
然后他再去学，就是他的知识。
then you can begin to study them.
所以我们说是因信而知。
Now by faith you gain knowledge.
所以人所见的它是但是啊所看见的有限，而你所知的要远远超过你所见的。
Because what we can see is very limited, and what we want to know is very infinite.
所以我们应该说它是先有信，然后你才有。
You must have faith first before you can have knowledge.
所以希伯来书说，我们因着信就知道这世界上啊的这世界是及上帝的话造成的。
Because in the book of Hebrews, by faith, because of faith, we know this God, this world is created by God.
那么信心的第二个功效是因信得救。
Second consequence of faith that through faith we can be saved.
也就是罗马书保罗说的因信称义。
This is what Paul talked about, saved by faith.
所以他说你们得救是本乎恩。
He said, if by grace you are saved,
也因着信。
And through faith.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
然后呢，就是说，就是上帝的义。因信耶稣基督加给一切信的人。
The righteousness of God is given to those who believe.
所以这些呢经文都告诉我们。
All these scriptures teach us.
就像使徒行传里面说的，又因信我，就是信主耶稣。
In the book of Acts, by faith in Jesus Christ.
就这样呢，你罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
那么这是第二个功效。
These are the second result of faith.
第三个功效，因信有爱。
Thirdly, by faith we can have true love.
所以这个爱，耶稣基督的爱和我们平时世界的爱是不一样的。
A true love of Christ is different from the love of the world.
就真实的信心呢，它是一个爱的基础。
The faith is the true foundation for love.
所以在那个提摩太书里面他说到啊，我们一起来念一下好吗？要暂行但必定的总归的就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心无畏的
信
心
生出来的。
请再问那些因有信心爱我们的人啊，你看是不是哎，这个爱就从信心里出来。
This love comes from faith.
因信喜乐。
Third, fourthly, by faith we can have true joy.
刚才那几首歌里面都有因信喜乐的意思在里面。
All the hymns that we sing imply joy.
你看一个人他是不是有神的同在
？When you judge whether a person has believed in God,
他是不是跟对神有信心
？Whether he has faith in God,
你就看他是不是一直喜乐。
You can see by his joy.
如果这个人整天 complain 一直不高兴，你能够觉得他对神有信心吗？
If he is complaining all the time, do you think he has faith?
我们教会有一位弟兄，他不幸得了癌症。
There's a brother in my church that suffered from cancer.
他住在医院里。
He was in the hospital.
他太太在医院里整天的就照顾他。
All day his wife was in the hospital taking care of him.
病房里面的人怎么说呢？
In the hospital, other people tell about him.
你是我们看见最喜乐的生癌症的家属。
They tell that you are the most happy cancer patient we know.
他一般家属都满脸愁容，或者呢脾气很不好啊，抱怨。
Most patients, the cancer sufferer are full of suffering.
只有我们这么位姐妹啊，整天挂着笑容。
Yes.The family is so joyful.
和他的先生一起读经。
They study the Bible together.
一起祷告。
They pray together.
我们教会弟兄姐妹去看他们，大家一起唱诗。
Very often when our church go to visit them, we sing together.
大家一起祷告。
We pray.
因为他知道这些都在神的手里。
Because we know everything is in God's hands.
他对神充满信心。
He has faith in God.
神要我到哪里去，我就到哪里。
Whatever God wants of me,
他看到了他将来要去的地方。
He also knows where he is going.
所以我们说是因信喜乐。
So by faith, it comes joy.
所以这 个罗马书里面也说到啊，就是说就是你
不够 wrong，
对，就是啊，他但愿使人有盼望的上帝因信得啊，因信将诸般的喜乐呢就平安给你，充满你们的心。
May the faith the、
但愿使人有盼望的上帝。
The God who gives us hope with hope，
因信得诸般的喜乐。
Through faith that you can have all kind of joy，
啊，平安充满你们的心。
And your heart may fill with peace。
所以我说，如果你信心不消失，你的喜乐也不会消失。
If you have faith, you will have joy。
当我们看到一个人失去喜乐的时候，我们就知道他失去信心。
When somebody lost joy, it means that he lost faith。
另外一个就是因信无惧。
With faith, you can also have no fear。
圣经里面呢也记下了许多一些勇敢的人啊，他们都是对神有信心的。
In the Bible, we know a lot of regular, many great men who have faith.
我想其中有一个无惧，也就是无惧死亡。
There's one that the fears of death.
因为有时候在病房里面看，就是信主的和不信主的面对死亡的态度，你也可以区分出来。
Very often in the hospital, the way people face death, you can tell.
所以呢，在圣经里面也讲到，如果有信的话呢，他们就能够自。能够行公义。
I would say that people who have faith can overcome nations.
一个很典型的例子就是大卫和那个哥利亚打仗。
One of the good examples is the battle between David and Goliath.
我找了一张图片，你们看，大卫那么小，哥利亚那么大。
Look at little David and Goliath.
哥利亚记载说是有九尺三米多。
Who is more than 9 feet high？
那是非常的，这些人看见他都怕得不得了。
The whole army of Israel was trembling with fear。
可是大卫竟然去可以跟他去打。
Yet David dared to challenge him。
为什么呢？因为大卫他有信，他有信心。
Because David has faith。
因为他说你来攻击我是凭着刀剑、长矛、标枪。
David said that you attack me with spear and sword.
大卫说，我来攻击你是奉耶和华的名。
But David said, attack you by the name of the God.
所以他充满信心，他就不害怕。
Because of his faith in God, he has no fear.
我们来看一下他的录像好吗？点一下录像。
So go to the next slide.
对，我们有。
Thank you.
例子就是我们指的那个摩西。
Another example of faith that produced no fear is Moses.
他带领以色列人出埃及的时候，
He led Israel leaving Egypt.
他看到罪兵来了。
He sees the pursuing army.
摩西和以色列百姓的态度不一样。
Moses, they are very different from the Jews.
百姓害怕。
People are very afraid.
可是摩西他并不害怕。
But Moses was without fear.
为什么？他仰望神。
Because he looked up to God.
他有信心。
He has faith.
因为他知道神叫他带领以色列人出来。
Because he was told by God to lead them out.
所以摩西对他们怎么说啊？
So what did Moses tell them?
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
而且他还说耶和华因为后面讲的耶和华必为你们征战。
He said, Lord Jehovah will fight the battle for you.
你们只管寂寞，不要作声。
He said, be silent and have faith and confidence.
另外一个就是说，因信能得上帝的喜悦。
And another thing, by faith, we can be pleasing to God.
这段经文一开始我们也读过。
This scripture we read before.
就人非有信就不能得上帝的喜悦。
It's impossible to please God without faith.
也就是说，你一定要信，你才能够得上帝的喜悦。
You must believe so that you can please Him.
所以我们看那个约书亚和加勒，他们看到迦南地的人身高那么大，但是呢，他们没有怕，他们有信心得上帝的喜悦，所以他们就进入迦南地。
That's why Joshua and Caleb, they because their faith, they are pleasing to God.
但如果你没有信心的话，就在旷野就倒了。
Without faith, they will probably die in the wilderness.
那么另外一个呢，就是因信而会改变你的行为。
Finally, by faith, we can change our behavior.
我们可以看到好多的见证，就是信主以后他的行为的改变。
We see so many people change their way of life after they have faith.
或者当你信心倍增的时候，你的行为也会改变。
When your faith increases, your behavior changes too.
雅各就有这样一个例子。
Jacob is a very good example.
他去见他哥哥的时候，一开始他还是很害怕。
When he go back to see his brother Esau, he was so fearful.
尽管他知道这也是神的旨意。
Even though he know what God's will,
他还是惧怕。
But he was full of fear.
他的行为表现在什么地方呢？
His behavior was manifesting where?
他把那个腿队伍拉得很长很长。
He developed his family into a long parade.
把他的家丁啊，把他其他的一些妾身的孩子啊，都放在前面。
He divided his family into different groups, and with his closer family in the back.
把他最喜欢的拉杰放在后面。
The one he preferred, he keep it in the back.
把拉杰生的孩子放在后面
Rachel's kids are all the way in life
他自己呢最后
And he was the last one
他觉得万一不行他就可以跑
At least he is the one that can do
但是后来他跟神摔跤了神给他祝福了
And he have a wrestling match with God in God's place
他获合以后他怎么样他站在前面啊
Afterwards he was the first
他站在最前面
He was the first one
结果他哥哥也没有杀他。
你一说飘起来。
我们可以看到，信心增加了，他的行为也会改变。
Because of faith, his behavior changed.
我听过一个讲到，就是黄小石，大家也都熟悉啊。他叫黄小石，在 Rock 那个教会。
Mr. Huang in Rock.
他说他在。高考就是高中毕业的时候，大家都忙着准备考大学。
He said when he was graduated from college, from high school, everybody was busy with college application.
有一天他突然被叫出教室。
One day he was called by the dean.
就对他说：“你不用考，你已经直接保送到台大。
”He said you don't have to take any more exams. You are being they have all space.
但你最好不要告诉别人。
But don't tell anyone else.
他怕其他学生要吵。
He said everybody want to be indignant.
他说好，我不告诉。
He said I won't tell anyone.
可是他一回来，人家就知道怎么回事。
how people know when he came back on me.
因为他回来以后他满脸喜乐。
Because he looks so different.
他也不那个复习功课了。
He doesn't study that much anymore.
把那个书全拿掉。
He put away his book.
他开始看大学的书了。
He began to just look at the university book.
而且他跑到台大去看一看这学校是什么样子。
He even went to visit the campus.
他拿到录取通知了没有？
Did he receive the admission permission?
没有啊。
Not yet.
台大有没有正式通知他说他已经是那里的学生了？
They not officially admitted him yet.
也没有啊。
Not yet.
他说他就是凭着信。
But only by faith.
我就到台大去了。
I went to a University of Taiwan.
他的行为改变了。
His behavior changed.
你相信一件事情，你真会改变你的行为。
When you believe, your behavior will change.
所以如果我们信心大增或者我们对主有信心的话我们的行为也会改变
When we have faith in God, our behavior will change.
那我们看一下圣经它怎么样解释这个信心
How does the Bible explain about faith?
约翰一书里面是这样说我们一起来读好吗一二三章凡借赖他的就是信他名的人他都借他名的人做神的儿女这里讲的借赖他特别讲凡接待他的就是我们刚才讲的
yeah, he said, whoever received him
就是把他拿进来
someone who received accept him
也就是说我们把神的话拿进来作为我们的话放在心里
when you accept the words of God our words
这就成了信心的内容
that is the content of our faith
所以什么是真实的信心呢真实的信心就是神的话
The true faith is God's word.
还有一句就是刚才我们也分享那个唱完歌以后我们也说就是我们纵然是信他人是可信的
The hymn that we sang that even though we are unfaithful he is always faithful
因他不能被诬
Because he cannot deny himself
所以如果我们相信神他不会失信
If we believe in the faithfulness of God
那么我们相信的这个对象是那样的可靠我们的信心当然会很
When our object of our faith is so trustworthy we will have the true faith
所以信心有时候可以软弱有时候可以很刚强
We might have weak faith or strong faith sometimes
但我们还是有希望
But there is still hope
那么我们怎么样来建立我们的信心呢
So how do we establish our faith?
是啊，我们知道信心那么重要，那我们怎么来建立我们的信心
？Faith is so important. How can we establish our faith?
有三个方面。
There are three aspects.
第一个，你先要信上帝。
First, you must believe that God exists.
你要信我们的天父。
You must believe in our Heavenly Father.
这样你才能够建立信心。如果你连天父都不信的话，你没有办法建立信心。
First step, you must believe that God exists.
你要相信。是上帝创造了天地万物。
You must believe that He created all things.
他创造了我们人。
He created man.
第二，我们相信耶稣基督的救赎。
Secondly, we believe in Christ. We believe in His salvation.
接下来我们要读圣经。
And that's when we study the Bible.
第三，我们要相信圣经是神说的话。
We also believe that Bible is the word of God.
如果这三点做到了，信心就建立了。
When you have these three aspects, you will have true faith.
那么圣经当中我们可以看一下啊，对神有信心的一些例子。
We see many of the examples of people who are faithful.
刚才我们说了摩西，他对神有信心。
We say Moses had faith in God.
过红海的时候。
He crossed the Red Sea.
因为他有信心啊。
By faith.
他知道神会祝福他，帮助他。
Because God will enable him to cross.
他就过了红海。
They are able to cross the sea.
那么还有呢？亚伯拉罕对神信心。
We also see that Abraham has faith.
神叫他献以撒。
God asked him to sacrifice Isaac.
独生子啊，你怎么会能够把他献呢
？His only son, how can he do?
他没有问神为什么。
He did not ask why.
他没有跟神说，你说的让我的后代要像星星一样多，我把独生子杀了，我怎么实现你的愿望呢？
In a question, God, how can he have a descendant like the sand of the sea without Isaac?
他什么也没问。
He did not question God.
他真的去做了。
He he followed his instructions.
所以我们说是信心就是真的不容易。
That's why we call him the father of faith.
还有一位就是约伯。
And then we know about Job.
真是不可思议。
He's an unbelievable person.
他受了两次这么大的试炼。
He suffered two great trials.
第一次倾家荡产。
First, all his whole family are ruined.
都没有了。
They no more.
第二，健康也没有。
And then secondly, even his own health.
他太太也抱怨了。
His wife was complaining.
他的朋友都说他得罪神了。
All his friends said that he must have did something wrong.
他说的这句话让我们好好的要学习。
But this word we must all remember.
我们一起来读一下好吗？一二三，请。赏赐的是耶和华，
受益者也是耶和华。
耶和华
的名是应当称颂的。
在这种情况下，他竟然还说这个话。
He said, God gave and God takes away, and everything is blessed with the name of the Lord.
这何等的信心啊！
That is great faith.
还有就是大卫对神的信心。
And then we know about the faith of David.
其中一点我们已经看到了刚才。
We see that his encounter with Goliath.
因为有信心，他就不惧。
Because of his faith, he had no fear.
大卫还有一个信心，我们有没有注意？
There's another faith that God David.
他是等候的信心。
He's a faith to wait on the Lord.
你知道，Samuel 去告他，让他做以色列的王。
Samuel anointed David to be king.
但以色列王的位置已经是他的了。
He was given the kingdom.
但是他耐心等候神给他的。
He patiently wait for God's time.
他没有马上急着我要去做王了。
He did not anxious to become king right away.
他还是跑到那里羊群里面去牧羊。
He went back to become a shepherd.
因为他相信神给他的，早晚一定会给他。
He know God will fulfill His promise.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
不像我们有时候人，他说啊，这个位置就是你的，他最好你明天死，他马上就来。
Very often say, this is the position yours.
为什么？
You should do it right away.
他怕夜长梦多。
Because anything could happen in between.
中国历史上这些故事太多了。
So many of that story in Chinese history.
就是没有信心。
People who have no faith.
所以呢，就是他有等候神的信心。
They will have faith to wait on the Lord.
当然，大卫也是得到神的祝福。
And he was blessed by God.
还有一位就是迦南妇人对主的信心。
And then the woman in Canaan.
她求主呢，把她女儿身上的鬼赶走。
He asked Jesus to try away the demon that was his daughter.
无论当时主耶稣对她怎么说，她信心不减。
And no matter what Jesus said to her, she was not discouraged.
所以最后主耶稣也说了，他说：“妇人，你的信心是大的。”
Finally, Jesus told him that woman, great is your faith.
还有一个例子就是加百农一个大臣，他对耶稣有信心。
You know about the centurion who had faith in Jesus.
他求他的儿子，他说我的儿子快要死了，你救他。
He said, my son is about to die. Go, come and save him.
耶稣有没有跟他回去治？
Jesus went back with him.
没有啊，耶稣就说你回去吧。
Jesus told him go home.
他没有说你跟我一起回去啊。
He did not ask Jesus to come with him.
他真的回去了。
So he left Jesus.
他就相信耶稣治他儿子的病。
He believed that Jesus had healed his son.
就没回到家里，家人就来告诉他。
And halfway, his family come to tell him.
他的孩子好了。
Your son is healed.
从这个故事，我们得到一个什么结果呢？
From this story, what do we conclude?
就是大臣不是看到他儿子好了才信的。
The official did not.Witness the healing of his son and he believed.
对啊，他不是回到家里看，哟，孩子真的好了，嗯，耶稣我信你。
He did not say that. Which woman said, I believe in Jesus?
他是没看到孩子他就信了。
Before he had seen his son, he believed.
所以这就是信心。
That is faith.
这就是我们要建立的信心。
This is the faith that I want to establish.
那么我们也知道信心应该怎么建立，那我们怎么操练我们的信心呢？
How do we discipline our faith?
我们有的信心还是很软弱的。
Many of our faith are very weak.
不要说我们，就是彼得，
even Peter,
他也信心软弱的。
He has weak faith.
那么我们怎么来操练我们的信心？
How do we discipline our faith?
那么我们就是听道。
Right, listen to God's word.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because faith comes from the word of God.
所以我们就是星期天我们去敬拜，我们可以听到。
That's why we come to church on Sunday.
其实我们在网络上有些啊，牧师啊、传道人啊，他给我们讲信息，我们也可以听。
Many of you hear the word of God on the internet.
另外呢，就是向主祷告，也能够考量我们的信息。
Also praying to God, also increase our faith.
这个信息呢，祈求而来。
Because the faith can be given.
神求神给我们信息。
We ask God for faith.
恩赐不可以祈求。
We may not be able to ask God for faith.
信心可以求。
But we can ask Him for faith.
我不要老是求信求恩赐，主啊给我恩赐吧，让我能够弹钢琴弹得很好。主啊。
Always ask God for spiritual gift, ability.
恩赐，神要给谁，他就给谁。
God will give people different ability.
我们每个人，神都给各种各样的恩赐。
God has given each one of us different ability.
神给你恩赐的目的。
God gave you the ability.
是要你为神工作
so that we can work for him.
是要你荣耀神
so we can glorify him.
不是荣耀你
It's not for ourselves.
不要拿着神给你的恩赐来荣耀自己
So use the ability God gave you to glorify yourself.
但信心可以向主求
But we can always ask God for faith.
还有呢经过试炼我们可以让我们的信心增加
Also through trial we can increase our faith.
所以当试炼来临的时候
When trial comes,
我们不要埋怨神
we should not complain.
他是在试炼里
Because by trial, God is disciplining you.
他要让你成为更好的器皿
He wants to train you to become a more suitable vessel.
所以呢就在彼得前书他就说我们一起来读好吗一二三起你们的信心
被试炼就像被苦试炼来让那他的
更显宝贵
After trial your faith will be more precious than the gold
所以我就想起创世纪当中的约瑟
I also remember Joseph in the Genesis
他从一个这么富裕的家庭富二代
He was coming from this well family
突然受到自己兄弟们的陷害
He was betrayed by his brother
成了奴隶
Become a slave
又成了阶下囚
And then he become a prisoner
好不容易他给一个酒正解了梦说你不要忘记我你出去了以后你把我出来把我放出来
Finally when he was in jail he made this winemaker and he said remember me when you get out
就把那些都把它忘了
Again he was forgotten
这都是试炼
These are all trials
如果没有这些试炼
Without these trials
就不可能有约瑟以后做宰相
You cannot have Joseph who become the prime minister
所以特别重要的就是借着试炼来锻炼我们的信心
Very often through trial God increase our faith
所以有很著名的传道人牧师目的他就说他说在基督耶稣里有三种信心
That's why Moody said there are three kinds of faith in Jesus
第一种虽然是信心但是挣扎的信心
One kind of faith is struggling faith
什么意思呢好像一个人掉在河里了
Is someone who dropped in the water
他不停地在挣扎
Constant struggling
叫救我救我
Always crying out for help
第一种呢是一个挣扎的信心
This is a faith that is always struggling.
他觉得主还会救他。
Asking God always to save.
他还是有信心。
But still has his faith.
拿破仑手下有一个大元帅。
Napoleon is a general.
他非常勇敢。
A great general.
有一次战争的时候受了重伤。
In one of the battles he was wounded.
他要见拿破仑。
He went back to see Napoleon.
拿破仑在战场上一听这个消息马上赶回来
When Napoleon heard that he was wounded he went back to see him
但拿破仑一看他那个样子
After he see the general
摇了摇头
He shake his head
就走了
He and that
他知道没有救
Because he knows the end near
那位元帅就不停地叫拿破仑你不要走你救我你救我
But the general cried out to him save me Napoleon
拿破仑在他的心目中是一个能做什么事都能做的人
Napoleon is somebody who can do everything.
他崇拜他。
He worshipped Napoleon.
他认为他是他心中的偶像。
He was the general's idol.
他认为拿破仑能救他。
He thought Napoleon could save him.
可是那不能够。当时他的感觉，他说一双冰冷的手把他拖向死亡。
He said a cold hand grasped me to death.
所以世界上没有什么人他可以救你。
There's no one in the world who can.
你就是挣扎，你要想到让主来救你。
When you are struggling, always remember God.
第二种呢，好一点，他拉着那个船沿。
The other one is holding on faith.
他要上船。
He wants to get on the boat.
他是叫紧紧攀住的信心。
Someone will hold on tightly.
他的要求不是救我，你不要抛弃我，让我上来。
Someone will say, "Don't abandon me."
第三种呢
？Thirdly,
它是一种安息的信心。
It's a faith that comes with peace.
为什么呢？他已经上了船了。
Because he's already on board.
他跟耶稣同在。
He's with God.
而且他还能帮助别人上来。
He's someone who can help others to get on the boat.
但愿我们每一个人都我们不停的努力啊，我们向神祷告，我们都有这样一种安息的信心。
Hopefully we will have faith that comes with rest.
我们就享受与主同在的喜乐。
So we can enjoy the time with God.
还有呢，我们要帮助还没有信的人
，and help those who are who need help.
让他们都和我们同在。
So together we can know they can overcome.
所以我们说，如果你信了，就看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
为什么呢？你信了，你就知道主恩。
Because once you believe, you will know the grace of God.
有一首歌不说要尝尝主恩的滋味，对不对
？There's a hymn say, "Come and taste the grace of God."
因为只有你信了，你才能够知道你不信的时候所不知道的事。
Only after you believe, you can know things that you did not know before.
只有你信了，你才会经历你没有信的时候不可能经历的事。
Only after you believe, you experience things that you did not experience before.
所以我希望我们大家或者我们的慕道朋友，我们不要是看见了才信。
I hope all of us will not have to see it before we believe.
我们真的是在没有看见的时候就信。
But before we have seen, we can believe.
特别是我们周围的环境，无论怎么艰难
，No matter what our circumstances are,
我们要相信
，We must believe.
我们只相信神是赐福的神
，We believe God who wants to bless you.
他不是要惩罚你的神
，God who do not want to punish you.
他神有公义
，A just God.
但是他最终会赐福我们
，But who wants to bless?
他怎么个赐福？
How does he bless us?
他具体怎么赐福我们不知道。
We do not know concretely how he's going to bless us.
尽管我们现在的环境很不好。
Even though our situation is very bad.
但只要你相信，这是神在给你赐福的一个过程。
Only believe that God is in the process to that's going to bless you.
你就会有信心。
You will have faith.
你就会有喜乐。
You will have joy.
所以英语当中他说 ，misfortune is a blessing in disguise.不信，它是装扮成一个祝福到你的面前，看上去是一个 misfortune， 一个不幸的事，实际上它里面包含着一个祝福，它只是打扮的。
So that you can know that very often misfortune is a blessing in disguise.
所以最后在结束的时候呢，我想跟大家分享就三句话，也就是急着信，急着信，急着信。
In conclusion, I want to share with you three things.
因为我们说信是一条道路
It's all by faith is a way of life
你看这个图画它就是一个天梯通往天父那里
It's like a ladder that leads us to God
因为你有了信你就会走在天父的旨意
Because by faith we can walk in the way of God
只有你有了信你才能够跟随耶稣基督
Because only by faith can we follow Jesus Christ.
那么你有了信，你才能够走完这条通天的道路。
Only by faith can we finish this journey that leads to heaven.
这个信什么时候开始的
？Where does this faith start?
就是你接受耶稣基督的那一刻。
That faith starts the moment you believe in Jesus Christ.
我们刚才说你信了，接受了。
When you believe, you begin to see.
就是从这一刻我们就开始有信了。
From that moment, you have faith.
那么，当我们见主的时候呢
？Until when we see God.
他告诉我们信心的道路你走完了。
You're going to tell you you have finished your journey of faith.
因为保罗也说，当你做见主面的时候 ，imperfection 都没有了。
Because when you see God's face, all imperfection falls away.
全是好的。
Everything is good.
这样的就是，这样的这个信心呢，才是主上帝要我们的信心。
This is the kind of faith that one can ask.
这位很有名的辅导家布森他就说。如果你能信，世界没有太高的恩典是你得不到的。
Spurgeon tell you that if you can have faith, in nothing too great that you cannot have.
也没有太深的灵泉是你达不到的。
There is nothing too deep that you cannot reach.
没有任何职分是不向你开放的。
There is no work that is not open to you.
这一切四个字。
There is only one, these four words.
只要你信。
Only if you believe.
所以我说啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿耶和华赐福给你们，保护你们，愿神的话语藏在你我心中，直到永远。奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。最后给大家四个字，
慢点啊，我们去服务。
谢谢，给大家做个祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come to you, can come to know you, and we know that faith comes from you. We thank you that you have chosen us. Allow us to you have softened our hearts so that we can acknowledge you and come to know you. We pray that you will continue to lead us so that we can finish this journey of faith, that we can see one day see you face to face. We thank you for your blessing. We pray all these in Jesus' name.